In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Jesus' words in our gospel reading for this afternoon, it's afternoon, are abundantly clear to any who sit down and listen to them. Anyone who hears and does the Lord's word builds upon a strong foundation. This rock-solid foundation can outlast any stormy blast that comes upon it. But those who hear these words but do not do them, why, that person builds on a shifting sand foundation that will collapse upon itself in an astounding sight. And as it goes with individual Christians, so also it goes with institutions like Lutheran Central School. But to truly understand these words from our Lord this afternoon, we cannot gloss over the key similarity and the key difference between these two alternatives. Both the wise and the foolish builders heard the Lord's word. That is undisputable. The real difference, however, is in that one does what the Lord has said, and the foolish does not. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the last chapter of Matthew, bids the church to make disciples of all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that he has commanded them. And he promises to be with us even to the end of the age. This teaches us that God's holy word is without error, that it's breathed out by God himself, Jesus Christ, in the flesh. Indeed, this word of God is profitable, St. Paul says, for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. It is through the hearing of this word that we are given saving faith. As St. Paul writes to the Romans, faith comes by hearing. This is why our Lord commands that his church would make disciples in this manner, that they would be built upon the solid rock foundation that our Lord gives to us in his holy word. To seek to teach the scriptures in such a way as to ignore God's word, or to ignore what he commands regarding the Ten Commandments, the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the office of the keys and absolution, and the Lord's Supper, all of these things, if we ignore them or diminish them, chip away at the rock-solid foundation that our Lord seeks to lay. It has been a strong desire of Christians in many times and places, ours not exempted, to gloss over these things that might cause division among us, as if unity in his church is more important than what Jesus says in his word. But if we say that we have faith in Christ, but we do not hear and do, as our Lord says, we are like the man who builds his house upon the sand. If we separate Jesus Christ from his word, our foundation becomes faulty. It is to this task that the building of a strong foundation on Christ and his word that Lutheran Central School, our school, has been dedicated these last 50 years. And so, in this place, the three association congregations, their pastors, their parishioners, the faculty and staff of this school have been dedicated to forming in the children who learn here a foundation that is rock solid. Through the word of our Lord's law in his Ten Commandments, our Lord teaches our children and our pastors and our parishioners and our staff to mourn our sins, that we may turn in faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the one who saves us from sin. in teaching our children to pray. Our children learn to call upon God, who is the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in holy baptism has become even their Father. This Father, who hears them, will help them in every time of need. In holy baptism, we help our children learn that they have been adopted into the family of God, that they belong to Him, even as He has placed His name upon them. In preparing them to faithfully receive the Lord's Supper, we teach them that the meal that they look forward to receiving is a meal that will strengthen them in both body and soul to life everlasting. With this rock-solid foundation, our Lord Jesus Christ is preparing our children for the evils that they will undoubtedly face in the world as they go off to college and then into adulthood. He is preparing them to be mocked for their faith when they go off to school. He is preparing them for all of the bodily and spiritual temptations that will assail them in the coming years. But because the Lord Jesus Christ, who has begun a good work in them in the waters of holy baptism and has built them on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the foundation of His Word that is solid as a rock in this place, no matter how much the rain falls, and has it not fallen this week, no matter how much the rain falls, no matter how high the floodwaters get, no matter how much the winds beat against them, they will be able to be standing firm on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the rock of their salvation. It is to this task that we have been dedicated these past 50 years. And with the Lord's help, let us again dedicate ourselves to this task for another 50 years to come. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.